The modern right for women to vote is now widely accepted in America, and not many women question how that right came to be a standard today. The British suffrage movement happened during the 1880s and early 1900s. It aided the women's suffrage movement in the United States, which happened later. Although the women's suffrage movement was around before the Civil War in the United States, it was not a full-on movement until much later. How was the British suffrage movement effective? How effective was it in the United Kingdom? And what was the significance of the British suffrage movement in the United States? Both of the American and British suffrage movements followed similar patterns of organization. The British suffrage movement was led by many organizations, and one of the prominent organizations was the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies, which was an alliance of many suffrage organizations together. Another popular organization was the Women's Social and Political Union. The fight to enfranchise women in the United Kingdom was headed by Millicent Fawcett and Emmeline Pankhurst. Millicent Fawcett was leader of the National Union of Women's Societies, and Emmeline Pankhurst was the leader of the Women's Social and Political Movement. Fawcett's organization aimed to reach women's enfranchisement through peaceful demonstrations and bringing attention to bills in Parliament. Other women in the suffrage movement went to more extremes to show their solidarity for the right to vote. Pankhurst's organization was a reaction to the National Union of Women's Suffrage Society's inability to make change quickly. Pankhurst did not feel the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies was effective in reaching change. The Women's Suffrage and Political Union used militant action to bring attention to the fight for women's suffrage. One of the key ideas to understanding the women's British suffrage movement is the difference between suffragists and suffragettes. Suffragists supported suffrage for women through the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies. Suffragists sought legal action to allow women the right to vote. Suffragettes, on the other hand, were women who took action for the suffrage movement through other means. Suffragettes were associated with the Women's Social and Political Union. Fawcett and Pankhurst did not associate with each other because they thought the other's ideas were not effective in achieving the right for women to vote. Fawcett did not agree with militant action in the suffrage movement and thought it would hurt the case of women in achieving the right to vote. Pankhurst continued to believe that stronger and bolder actions would aid the women's suffrage movement and bring attention to it through the press. It's quite interesting how two different organizations thought they were using the right means to reaching suffrage. How can a common cause have factions amongst it, but in the end still achieve the common cause? Some suffragettes were imprisoned and decided to hunger strike. The reaction to the hunger strikes was very harmful because the government decided to force feed the women. The government attempted to justify force feeding by saying it was not harmful to individuals, but it was, because it can have many poor consequences for the digestive tract. Some of the other acts of militancy use were stone throwing, arson, and bombings. The later period of the women's suffrage movement in the United Kingdom was known for its militant action. This period started in the early 1900s. Most of the beginnings of the women's suffrage movement in the United Kingdom were peaceful and led by the suffragists intending to achieve legal action. The combination of the efforts of suffragists and suffragettes made an overall difference in the movement for women to vote. Without each other, the fight for the vote might not have been as effective. The more desperate actions of the suffragettes brought much needed attention to the movement. The start of World War I caused the fight for women's suffrage to be put on hold in the United Kingdom, but the fight for the right to vote was still there after the war. The many trials and tribulations women went through to achieve enfranchisement culminated in 1918 when Parliament passed the Representation of the People Act, which allowed all married women over 30 to vote as long as their husbands owned property. 10 years later, the Equal Franchise Act lowered the voting age for women down to 21 and got rid of the fact that they had to be married in order to vote. The United States introduced the 19th Amendment in 1920, 2 years after some British women were granted the right to vote. And during the 1890s, American women found inspiration in the British suffrage movement and also joined together to form organizations. One of the main organizations was the National American Women's Suffrage Association, led by Elizabeth Cady Stanton. She was one of the key players and leaders in the United States women's suffrage movement. The United States women's suffrage movement had different claims to back up their reasoning for allowing women to vote. At first, women stated that they needed the right to vote because all men and women were created equal, as the Constitution stated. The American suffragettes later stated they needed the right to vote because they could bring a different perspective to the vote, and that was valuable in the political world. The two suffrage movements, the British and the American, resembled each other because they both wanted to achieve the same right, the right to vote. Some might say the two movements were simultaneous because they both were happening around the same time, but the American women's suffrage movement took cue from the British suffrage movement, which began organizing even earlier in the 1880s. The suffrage movements of the United Kingdom and the United States followed similar paths in two different societies. It's quite interesting to look at the similarity of the two paths followed in history. One might argue that the United States suffrage movement was more effective because more women initially achieved the right to vote, while British women were limited because of their age and marital status. Today, in the United States, women have a right to vote as long as they are over the age of 18 and are registered to vote. This right was not common back in the day, and many of our past generations fought for the right.